It's Wine Wednesday. Any excuse, right? Glenn the Wine Guy joins me to talk about wine vintages for birth years. Hi there, Glenn.
Good morning, Jenny.
So tell us about this lovely tradition, wine vintages for birth years.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? It's a great idea if when you have little babies, you know, boys and girls, tuck away a wine that is the same vintage as your child. So it's a great idea to look around ahead of time if you can, of course. But for example, if you've got a son or daughter turning 18 years old this year, it would be great to present them with a wine from the vintage of 2004. You know, even if they don't drink it, it might be good to have it an 18th or even a 21st or something like that. But it's a great memento or a souvenir. And also, I look at the wines as a bit of a time capsule from what was happening the year they were born. Some people even wrap it in a newspaper from the year so you can have a bit of a laugh and see what was going on when you were running around in nappies.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's good to sort of look around and tuck some away for that special occasion.
Is that something that you've done in your family?
I sure have, Jenny. I've got some beautiful wines hiding under the bed for one of my children who turns 18 this year. I've got another one happening next year as well. And my eldest, we did that. She was 1994 vintage. So we tucked them away early. And look, by then, I think she was drinking vodka and lemonade, but it didn't matter. She still kept about six. And I said, look, I just don't want to see them for sale on eBay. And she said, no, Dad, I promise. So that's good. So that's something they can share with their friends. And of course, wines that are up in that age bracket need a bit of a gentle decanting if they've made the distance. So you've got to think about proper cellaring and all that sort of thing
of
if
course.
You really do want to look forward to it. And that's where you can, I guess, make sure you hide them properly and just avoid massive temperature variations. You don't want them being hot and cold every week for years and years on end. That'll muck them up. But you can always get good advice from winemakers too on that subject.
Oh, right, yeah, because I was wondering about that, how you can tell it'll be good wine or turn into vinegar.
Yes, some do. Look, I've got a classic Yulumba Claret from 1969 from my birth year still tucked away, and that's seen, you know, several house moves and, you know, probably the odd car roll over and sat next to an oven too long, but I love it. I will never part with it, and I'll probably never drink it. But if you're looking at what will actually age, there's a great way to tell what's going to make the distance. So not every wine variety, not every grape variety will make the distance, but if you talk to a winemaker or have a look around, some wines are really designed or, you know, created to drink in the next, you know, year or three, or 3 to 5 year bracket, or 5 to 10 year bracket. And the real clever winemakers with really good crystal balls who can look into the future, they can still create wines that will last an easily 20, 30 year journey, which is fascinating. But there's some tricks to this. If you want to know how, I can always share.
Oh,
I wouldn't be the third one to, I wouldn't be the first one to let you know, but it's like if I said, imagine you were listening to your favourite band. If we just say Queen, for example, you've got a lead singer, a guitarist, you've got a bass player, and you've got a drummer. There's four people in the band, and when you're listening to the music, you can hear them all at the same level. You know, there's not one jumping out louder than the other, but certainly when you're listening to a song that they're doing, you can start listening to the singer, or you can concentrate on the drummer, or you can really focus in on what the bass is doing. And it's the same with your palate, Jenny. So can you imagine if you got really, really good at looking at where sugar hits you, so where sweetness hits your tongue and where acid makes you salivate and where chili gives you heat, or, you know, like Vegemite's really salty, it starts to affect you on the tongue. And then you've got tannins, which can affect your whole palate, and then you've got alcohol, warmth or heat. So if I said to you, like you're listening to a band and you're picking up each member of the band and what they're doing, when you look at a wine that is going to last for a good 20 years, you've got to make sure that that sweetness and the alcohol and the tannin and the acid are all singing at the same level, you see.
Oh.
So I hope I haven't lost anyone here. But it's really good if you, I've done this with students when I was living in Asia. I forced them to taste lemon and then taste sugar and then taste really old tea, you know, for tannins. And they're a bit scared of Vegemite at first, but we got there. And eventually what happens, Jenny, is you start to understand when you're tasting a wine. If you can separate that a bit and understand the fruit ripeness, and you're getting that, and then where the acid's getting you, and then you can feel the warmth of the alcohol, but it's not so hot that it feels prickly, you start to make a little map of your palate. So if you combine this with talking to a winemaker, obviously, about what style they were going for, you start to understand that the sweetness and alcohol and tannin and acid, if they're all singing at the same level when the wine is new, they should still all be singing at the same level in 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
So you get an extra bottle.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Always buy the six pack so you can try one every year or two and see how it's developing.
Oh, that's clever. Oh, that's
yeah,
a good
if you're
point.
Lucky, children get one left.
Yes, of course. You've got it. That's the whole point, right?
Exactly.
Maybe. But I absolutely love your idea of wrapping it in the newspaper, the front of the paper. That's just beautiful. Yeah, real time capsule. You take for granted sometimes the things that are happening around you, which will be history one day.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. And when you sort of look back at that bottle of wine, you can think what was going on at the time. What was the weather like? What was, you know, what was happening in the vineyard? Who was picking it? Who was there? The time capsule really sums it up nicely.
Oh, that's beautiful. Glenn Mallacher, Director of Wine Pro. Thank you so much. So lovely to talk to you this Wine Wednesday.
Always a pleasure, Jenny. Thanks to you and all your listeners.